And we get an opportunity every month to talk things over with Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley. And Christmas vacation notwithstanding, thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet. We're just finishing up the first semester.
Yeah.
It's been fast and furious.
Finals, or at least semester exams if it's a year-long course, and moving right on through.
That's exactly right. We'll end up the semester on Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the students get to do as they please for the rest of the year.
That's right. And then we'll come back. School will be back in session starting on that Wednesday, January 3rd.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Headed out towards graduation time on or around Memorial Day weekend, weather notwithstanding.
That's right. We're going to have it. And it's not going to rain that Friday before Memorial Day, just so that you're aware of that.
I will write that down on the calendar. No rain on the Friday before Memorial
Day. That's right.
Sounds like a great deal. How's the semester gone so far?
Sure. We've had an outstanding semester. It's gone very well. And we just had our December school board meeting this week. Mm-hmm. And just a couple things we wanted to report on that.
Since I was celebrating my granddaughter's birthday on Monday, it'll all be news to me.
Well, very good. It was. We had a very good meeting. First of all, we started off. On our spotlight section. Martin Garber made a presentation about Bartlesville Education Promise. They've done some great things for our kids. They're in their second year, and he gave an overall update on all the programs that they've added. And most of the programming is raising funds to pay our teachers to work extra with kids, whether it's after school tutoring or for a variety of summer programs. And so really, really pleased with what they've been able to accomplish for our kids. Really appreciate Martin Garber and Ginger Griffin specific, their leadership.
And they have picked up the project. I know it's not solely their idea, but as the public face of the project, why, they're the public leaders of that. Great, doing a great job.
That's right. And the Oklahoma Foundation for Excellence, through David Boren, that group recognized them at the statewide level earlier this semester, so we were able to celebrate that with them. So I was really pleased. I'm proud of that community support. Also mentioned in our school board filing, Scott Bilger and Kevin Sitton, both of their seats came up, and they both ran unopposed, so there will not be an election, so we're pleased that those two will remain.
There will not be an election in Washington County. All of the candidates that filed for positions were unopposed. So.
Right. There you go. So wanted to mention that as well. And then in terms of our action items, we approved the district audit. Our auditor came in and gave a report on that, and also we had a change order for the drive project over at Hoover and Madison. Mm-hmm. We had to do some additional, had to increase the scope of that work. So we completed that. And matter of fact, the last bond project that we have from the 2016 bond issue in terms of facility-wise, a large one, is finishing up right now at Custer Stadium in the locker room area. So our plan is for those kids to be utilizing those facilities in January.
Wonderful.
So we have a lot of things going on too. And then lastly, we had a item on our strategic plan, which is a comprehensive STEM program that encompasses all elementary, middle, and our high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, another reason why I brought along, I have someone with me today.
Yes, you do.
Is it okay if I go ahead and introduce Blair, Charlie?
You please do.
Okay, so I have with me, with the Bartlesville Public School Foundation, this is Blair Ellis.
And
good morning.
Yeah, and Blair is the executive director of the Public School Foundation. And
Blair, there's a switch on that microphone. It looked like Kevin switched it to off when he used it. There we go. Now we can hear
you. I'm ready.
Okay.
And Blair has been, for the first time, the foundation has a full-time staff, and it's Blair. She's been with it. She started in May and is doing some great things. Our foundation is really, I mentioned Bartlesville Education Promise and our Public School Foundation. They have taken on the task of helping us expand our STEM program to our elementary schools. Last year, they went through the process and were able to raise funds of $85,000. They donated to the school so that we could get that computer science module in place this year. And this year, they have an exciting expansion of that so that we can continue to expand. Their fundraising have a goal of $100,000 for this year so that we can continue that for next year. So I'll open it up to Blair.
Well, thank you so much for that great introduction. Blair, I had to make sure that I had my facts straight before we talked. The foundation's been around since the mid-80s.
That's
but
right.
The mission has grown over the years. I don't remember. I wasn't around in the mid-80s. But it started off as classroom grants, a couple hundred dollars here, a couple hundred dollars there for supplies. Or something special going on there. And then as the need arose, you picked up more.
Correct. So, yeah, our mission has always been fairly the same. We're committed to advancing quality education in the Bartlesville Public Schools. So that gives us kind of a broad range of what we want to do. We've always done grants to teachers. we have four different grants teachers that we're offering this year, and that program has expanded, and the budgets for those have expanded as the need has developed. We offer grants for classroom supplies and programs. We offer grants for professional development opportunities, and then bringing experts into the classrooms to work with students. And then new this year, we partnered with the Northern Oklahoma American Chemical Society. Mm-hmm. And now we offer science grants, which are like classroom grants, but focused on science. And then, as Chuck mentioned, last year we began supporting the Elementary STEM Initiative. So we did that last year, and then we're doing it again this year.
Yeah, and I have no doubt, having lived with a teacher for a long time, those extra programs, the enrichment items, are always so important. That they will be different every year, depending on the either personnel or resources that are available.
Right.
But whatever's going on, it's special to those kids.
That's right. And we feel it's a way to kind of empower our teachers. They feel like they have some ownership over what's going on in their classroom and get that funding that they've applied for. And then it engages our students. These are programs that the teachers have identified to be exciting and interesting for the students.
Well, so. And I think it's important to the district that what the students learn in, I don't care, seventh grade science is the same whether they're going to school A or school B.
Sure.
But every teacher likes their classroom to be special.
That's right. Individual projects and programs, things like that. Yep.
And so you really fill a vital need for those teachers.
Thank you. We enjoy doing it, and we couldn't do it without the support of our community. Obviously, they've been kind of a constant since the mid-80s funding us. And then with this STEM development, this is requiring us to do a lot more active fundraising. But again, we've seen the support coming from our community, whether it's companies. Trudy Education Foundation has been a really huge partner for us. Bank First was a large contributor, Bartlesville Association of Realtors, and then Trudy Credit Union. So we appreciate that, and then our individual donors have stepped up for the STEM. So we're of our $100,000 goal, we're at about a little over 47,000 at this point, just based on those corporate partnerships and a fundraiser that we held in October.
Fundraising is different year to year. It's different every year you do it. I don't care what foundation, what nonprofit you are, but are the majority of the dollars you receive individual donations, or are they donations generally from a business or a foundation?
Right. I would say because of the large number that we're aiming for STEM, the majority of the amount so far has come from corporations. But again, our individual donors are so important, and they really pick up the excess. And then again, for our grants program, we have a fundraiser in April 5th this year, a Hall of Fame breakfast, where we induct former educators into the Hall of Fame. And in that case, it's mostly individual donors.
And sometimes individual donors, well, any donor, but I think individuals like to steer their dollars to a particular type
absolutely.
Of project.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. If a donor comes to us and says, we want to support a specific program, we can do that. We just had a donor actually come. It's a former Bartlesville High School alumni who now lives in St. Louis, and he has come and offered to support our child nutrition program because they have a negative student balance. And so we've actually decided to pass so his funds directly to that program because that's what he requested. So we can absolutely accommodate individual requests.
And as long as we're talking about individuals, or for that matter, if some large corporate decision maker is listening,
mm-hmm.
How do they get funds to the foundation?
Sure. The easiest way, as far as radio goes, is just to look at our website, bpsfoundation.org. And my contact information is on there, my phone number, and you can give me a call or donate directly through the website.
And I have no doubt that should someone ask, you are available to make a presentation on the foundation, what you've done and what you'd like to
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely.
Fundraising goals, before I change topic just a little bit, let's say you pick the number of years out, 3, 5, mm-hmm. 7, 10, 50, where would you like to see the foundation that you're not today?
Well, one thing that's changed, again, because I've come in as an executive director, is that we're having to fund my salary. And so it would be nice to have our endowment large enough that we can support those operating expenses and not have to actively fundraise for those. We do have about $1 million endowment, a little over $1 million in our endowment right now. So that contributes a lot to our operating expenses, but we could always use more in our endowment to be able to fund operating expenses. And then we'd like to just expand our grants to educators program, because again, the need is always there for professional development and classroom supplies, and so we'd like to expand that too. And then again, continue to fund the STEM initiative.
Well, I think any nonprofit, you have your mission that you're fundraising for, but since you're a staff of one, it may or may not apply, but most nonprofits also need to raise funds for training of the staff.
Right.
And so it's there's opportunities, I'm sure, that you as a foundation leader can see what's going on in your field in similar
Absolutely.
Communities across the country, that right now the dollars are not there.
That's right. And we have a really great network of education foundations. They meet every fall at a fall forum with the Oklahoma Foundation for Excellence. Bartlesville Education Promise was actually honored at that as an outstanding program. But that's a really great opportunity for executive directors for local education foundations to meet and kind of collaborate on different ideas. So.
Okay, we will continue with our community connection, talking Bartlesville schools and the organizations and individuals that support them in just a moment.